practitioner practicing peace. Practitioner practicing peace. How does a practitioner go about practicing the peace? How do you and I go about practicing peace? We say we'd like peace on earth, and we say it began with me. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me. And this is true. This is true. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is no peace anywhere on earth unless it is in my heart. There is no peace anywhere in the universe unless first it is in me. And when it is in me, then it is delightful. Then it is perfect, it is wonderful, it is fantastic. When there is peace in me, then all is in divine order, and all is good, and all is great. But I have to say, there is now peace on earth, and it began with me for it to be in my world, for it to be in my life. Because unless I put peace in motion, unless I say that there is peace on earth, for me, there will be no peace on earth. There will only be whatever happens to be at the moment. What is the universal concept of peace is only brought forth when I have it in my consciousness. Now you say, all I have to do is say all is in divine order. That's true. But our minds think of many things. We think of health, we think of wealth, we think of happiness, we think of peace, we think of balance, we think of harmony, we think of all these things, and whether we like it or not, we're thinking about them quite often. And as we think about them quite often, we have them in our heart, in our consciousness, we have them in our life, we have them wherever we are, because they are a reflection of us. They are a reflection of who we are and what we're thinking. And if we are thinking happy thoughts, if we are thinking loving, peaceful thoughts, then loving and peaceful thoughts will be in our world. Practitioner practicing peace says, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. He says to himself, I see harmony all about me. Now, it's not a matter of that there is harmony all about me, or that there is not harmony all about me. The practitioner sees harmony in his heart, his mind, his soul, his being. He sees what it is that he is. Now, if a practitioner is peaceful in his heart, then he will see peace all around him. If a practitioner is confused in his heart and his soul and in his life, he will see confusion everywhere he looks. Now, it doesn't mean that the peace is not there. It only means that what he sees, he is, and what he is, he sees. So, if I see around me peace and love and harmony, balance, if I see that, then that's what I am and that's what is there. Now, imagine you were a millionaire. What kind of a life would you be living? What kind of things would you be doing? Now think on those things. Now as you think on those things, you place yourself in that experience. You place yourself in that wholeness. You place yourself in that purity. You place yourself in that allness. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What sort of things are you thinking in your heart? What am I thinking in my heart? If I'm thinking there is peace on earth and it began with me, if I'm thinking because I am thinking there is peace on earth, it began with me. All is in divine order. Whatever the order is that we put in our consciousness. Now, we can put contrary things in our consciousness and have them happen to us, and we say, why? Certainly it's not something I did, and yes, it is something very much that we did. It's something very much that we put the cause in motion for whatever experience we're having every moment of our life. I see harmony all about me. Oh, how wonderful. I see harmony all about me. In everybody's life that I look at, I see harmony. In the world I look, I see harmony. I see harmony of the plants that are growing. I see harmony of the sun that comes up and goes down. I see harmony in the heat of the sun or the coolness of the sky. In whatever temperature I like, and whatever temperatures I like, that's what I create about me. I create my world as beautiful as it could be. They had a cartoon on Little Abner many years ago, and Little Abner had Mr. Blitzlitch, who, wherever he would go, there was a rain cloud over his head. And no matter what he was doing, where he was, he had this rain cloud raining rain on him wherever he went. And as we as children or we as adults looked at that, we thought to ourselves, hey, that's so silly. But my friends, that's not silly. You can say that the sunshine follows you wherever you go. And it may be a cloudy day, but a beam of sunshine just seems to surround you and go with you because you think your life is sunshine. You think of your life as being filled with beautiful sunshine. And it's there. Just like Mr. Blitzfitch. He had this rain cloud over his head, and everybody else saw the rain cloud over his head too. But he was a cartoon character, but he was real. For many people have rain clouds over their head because they have that attitude of mind. I see harmony all about me in everything I look at and everything I am, because I'm harmony. I'm harmonious inside of me, inside of my life. I see my family balanced. It doesn't matter what they're doing, they're balanced. I see them balanced with one another, balanced with the world, balanced with everything that goes on. I see my family so wonderfully balanced. It's a joy to be with them. It's a joy to see them. It's a joy for everything that they are engaged in. I see my neighborhood loving. I see my neighborhood and my community where we love to help one another. We love to do things for one another. If we bought a package of flower seeds and we took some of the seeds and planted them in our yard, and we offered some to our neighbor, not because he needed the flower seeds in his yard, but because we just love to share. We love to see what we have everywhere. We love to see the flowers that we have everywhere. And we love to see all these things because they are so beautiful. They are so fantastic. They make the neighborhood loving. I see the weather all in divine order. If the weather is not my particular thing at this moment, I make it my thing. I think to myself, the weather is wonderful. And I see the weather wonderful. I see the weather fantastic. I see the weather joyous. I see the weather magnificent in everything I do. I see the weather that way. And the weather is that way. I see everyone loving one another with unconditional love under all circumstance. I see everyone loving one another with an unconditional love because I love everyone with unconditional love. I love everyone in unconditional love. That's my nature. That's my being. That's who I am. I'm a practitioner practicing peace. I'm a practitioner practicing peace on earth, and it began with me. I'm a practitioner practicing harmony all about me. I'm a practitioner as I see my family balanced. I'm a practitioner as I see my neighborhood loving, a community of sharing people. I see the weather in divine order. Fantastic! I see everyone loving one another in unconditional love. Just the way I love myself, and just the way I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.